他们认识到他。
Nobody knows.
但是大卫在看羊的时候
，But when Moses was keeping the sheep,
他一生有交通。
He had fellowship with God.
他认识神。
He knows God.
神怎么说呢
？The Bible says.
神说神在哪里找到一个合乎他心意
？God said that then that person got found a person after his own heart.
这个人要遵行他的旨意。
This person will do all my will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你知不知道神是在你寻找呢
？Do you know God is there?Seeking,
神在地上寻找。
God is seeking everywhere.
寻找一个合乎他心意的。
He's looking for a man that's after his own heart.
以色列那么多人中间。
In Israel, have so many Israelite people.
神在哪里找
？God looks,
一直找。
And he was seeking.
只等到找到了一个答案。
And he found one person.
他说：“这位。”
Right.
对他呢，来做对的事情。
Now he can do the right thing.
今天人也是一样。
亲爱的
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
地方工作很多。
There are many works for us to do.
但是那个合神心意的人是何等的少。
But the person who is after God's own heart are very, very few.
神今天在地上也家里寻找。
Today God is still looking.
寻找合乎他心意的
，looking for the person who is his heart of his delight。
因为大卫的心与神的心是相合。
Because God, David's heart, God's heart already one。
虽然在人面前没人知道他
，even though it's unnoticed by man，
但是暗中他与神有历史。
But in secret, he had a history with God。
当神把他显现给以色列人的时候
，and when God manifested him before Israelites，
他杀哥利亚之前
，before he killed Goliath，
他在旷野的里面
I was in the wilderness,
在高油的能力底下
he was under the anointing,
他把一个狮子一个熊把他势立了
and he killed air and he killed a lion
老林说他有树的经历
means he had a spiritual experience
我们有了这样的经历
you have this experience
恐怕明天在报纸的第一样就登出来了
and maybe tomorrow on the newspaper headline
我们大大的宣传了
and we propagate news
但是大卫做了这样的事情
we said David has done a great deal.
没有人知道
Nobody knows.
他是后来不得已才说出来的
He was forced to tell this story.
因为扫罗不相信能打哥利亚的
Because David, because Saul did not believe in kill Goliath.
所以大卫只能把他暗中的经历提供出来
And so David had no choice but share the secrets of his
life. 我们记得扫罗也这样
We know Paul was that way.
他三升天上的经历
He had experience of the third heaven.
都被提到乐园里面去
And he brought into paradise.
但是没有人知道
Nobody knows.
他从来也没有提这个事
he never tell anyone.
过了14年
After 14 years
被哥林多的信徒逼来
He was forced by the Corinthian
brothers 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们这里看见这个大卫
We see David
他是合乎神心意的
He is a man according to God's will
所以神就能用他
God can use him
来建立神的国度
To establish God's kingdom
我们知道大卫做王的时候
David was king
是应许亚伯拉罕的应许。
The promise God gave to Abraham.
神应许亚伯拉罕说
God promised Abraham.
我要把从巴拉大河一直到以结小河都要赐给你。
He said from the great river Euphrates to the river Egypt, I'll give all this territory to you.
我们知道就是在大卫的时候这个事情应验。
And we know it's in David's time this promise was filled.
不但这样
Not only that.
他懂得神的心意。
He knows God's will.
他攻取耶路撒冷作为精神。
And he conquered Jerusalem to become a holy city.
如果蓝弟兄在这里的话
If for Lance here.
他身体也不大舒服。
He's a little bit not well.
我们要为他祷告。
Let's do pray for him.
如果他在这里的话
If he's here.
他会告诉我们说
He can tell you.
耶路撒冷按照地理来讲
Jerusalem as far as geography concerned
不应当被成为一个进入的
It should not be chosen as the capital of a nation
因为没有这种的条件
Because it doesn't meet those conditions
但是神却拣选耶路撒冷
But God has chosen Jerusalem
大卫知道神的心意
David knows God's heart
所以他一做王第一件事就是去
So the moment he became king, he took Jerusalem.
并且他要把油柜运到大卫的城。
And he brought the ark into the city.
换句话说，他是替人来做事。
And it was he work for God.
所以他是一个侍奉神的人。
And for him, that was service unto God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们所以看见说
，So we see
一个要侍奉神的人，这个人必须要做。
if we are to serve God, the person must be right.
我们再来看一个新的例子。
Let's look at the testament example.
我想弟兄们都知道保罗的故事。
We know the story of Paul.
保罗他生下来的时候取名扫罗。
Paul was, he was born, he was called Saul.
大蒙恩之后
after he received grace,
他在加拉太第一章里头他怎么说呢
in Galatians 1, what did he say?
他说神在母腹里面就把我分别出来
he said, in my mother's womb God already separated me
换一句话说
in other words
保罗虽然他自己不知道
but even though he did not know it himself
当然他不会知道
of course he can know
但他在母腹里头的时候
when he was in the mother's womb
神已经把分别出来
God already separated him
神已经有旨意在他的身上
God already has a will for him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
让我们记得一句
just remember one thing
我们也是一样
we are of the same
我们在我们的母腹的里面
when we are in our mother's womb
神已经把我们分出来了
God already separated you
虽然我们不知道
you may not know it
但是神已经知道了
but God knew about it
他生下来了之后
when he was born
我们看见他生在大树
he was born in Tarsus
他在那里学学了希利尼的学问
and he, there he learned culture of the Greeks
因为大树是一个很文化的城市
because Tarsus is the cultural center
然后他就到耶路撒冷来学律法
then he came to Jerusalem to learn law
他就在加摩利的门下做学生
he learned the feet of Gamaliel
加摩利在那个时候一个最有名的一个
rabbi and Gamaliel wasone of the great rabbis in those days.
扫罗也做了要法利赛教门的人。
And then Saul became a Pharisee.
他在那里研究圣经。
And they researched the Bible.
并且他不像一般的法利赛人假冒伪善。
They are not the Pharisees who are hypocrites.
他是一个真的法利赛。
He was a true Pharisee.
他实在是规规矩矩的照着律法的字句来行。
He was a law-abiding Pharisee.
所以他说就说律法。他的意义来说我是无可置疑的
said, as far as the law is concerned he's unblemished
他那个时候热心的侍奉神
and there he was zealously serving his God
这年轻的人是最难得的
this young people indeed is a rare specimen
他热心的侍奉神
he served God with great zeal
他说我把我同班的那一班的人更热心
he said no one in contemporary is equal to me
他根据犹太教的遗传
he do it according to the tradition of the Jews
他认为说要侍奉神就得逼迫基督徒
He thought to serve God he persecuted the church
因为他们认为耶稣基督乃是一个背叛的人
And they said Jesus as a rebel
他是背教的人
He was imposter
所以扫罗就用尽他力量来逼迫跟从耶稣的人
And so Saul used all his effort to persecuteGod's people.
他以为他这样做是奉神。
He assumed that what he did was the right thing.
他没有知道说他这样是在对神。
He did not know what he was doing was against God.
许多的时候我们也是一样。
Many times we are in that situation.
我们以为在哪里奉神。
We assume we are serving God.
哪里知道我们在哪里在对神呢
？We did not know that we were there resisting God.
当他在大马受伤。
On his way to Damascus.
主在那里光照他的时候。
And when he was enlightened by God.
那个时候他就恍然大悟了。
And he was awakened.
他看见说他过去的一切都是背叛神。
And he noticed that all the things he had, he was kicking against God.
从那个时候起
，From that moment on,
我们看见他到这个亚勒伯荒野差不多三年之久。
And from there he went to the desert Arabia for about 3 years.
我们讲这个人得救。
We say this person after he was saved.
这个人有学问。
Person was highly educated.
这个人有热心。
Person was very zealous.
这个人有那个领导能力。
And he has the natural leadership.
这个人对旧约的圣经熟悉的
and he is acquainted with the Old Testament
这个人也是一个有名的人
and he's well known
那他应当一得救之后就马上去侍奉神了
so after he's immediately he ought to serve God
马上他可以到人类的地方去做见证了
he can go any place and testify for the Lord
那人一定会接受的
and people of course they will receive his testimony
你知道这个就是为基督教里头做的事
this is what we do in our in Christianity
如果有一个有地位有名的人得救了
if there's a high position well known God
虽然他是在这里还是个婴孩
even though he still bathed in Christ
那么东行西行啊去他去做正确
and everybody invited him to read it to somebody
许多的时候这样就把这个人给坏了
and oftentimes we ruin that person
但是保罗呢扫罗保罗呢
but Paul
他去到亚勒伯的荒野三年之久
He went to the desert in the Arabia for 3 years
为什么他到那里去
Why he went there
因为他需要一个安静的时候
he knew that he needed a quiet time
他要清心来读神的话
He knew that he had to reread God's word
从前读神的话是根据犹太教的遗传
When he was reading God's word he read them according to tradition
现在他要用他所认识的基督来读神的话
And now he's been reading the word in the life of Jesus Christ
我们知道基督乃是神话语的钥匙
Because Christ is the key to God's word
如果你认识基督你怎么读神话语都不懂
If you know Christ you can never know God's word
如果你认识基督的话
If you know Christ
神的话都开了
God's word will be open to
you 所以他用差不多三年之久在那里用基督来读神的话
So for 3 years he used Christ to read God's word
然后就回来了
Then he came back
为了时间的关系我算一点
Because time I'll brief what I say
后来就到耶路撒冷去了
He went to Jerusalem
他到耶路撒冷也大发热心了
And he was very zealous for the Lord in Jerusalem
因为耶路撒冷人都知道他了
And because they all knew about him
他过去的历史啊
Because his past history
现在他的见证人不能不接受啊
And his testament will be received by people
但是他在殿里祷告的时候
And when he was praying in the temple
神对他说
God told him
你要离开耶路撒冷
You leave Jerusalem
他说耶路撒冷的人知道我
He said, people in Jerusalem, they all knew about me
他们会受我的见证的
they will receive my testimony
对我的事情大有功效
Because if I say I can do work for you
神说他们不会接受你
God said they will not receive you
你去走
You go away for me
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Protestant
同时他也太热了
And he was a little bit too hot
他太热了
He was too hot
因为他与希律的人辩论
And because he was arguing with the Greeks
所以连在耶路撒冷的弟兄们吃不消了
And because the brothers and sisters were very difficult
他们也想他你还回到老家去
So it's better if you go away
就把他送到老家去了
And they sent to Antioch
Old country.
Okay.
爸爸送到他原来的地方去了。
They sent him back to his country.
所以他就在叙利亚、叙利亚游待了不晓得多少年。
And he was a different place for many years.
没人知道他。
Nobody knows him.
人知道说有这样的一个人。
They all know is there such a person.
所以为说这他们感谢神。
And they thank God.
但这个人没有看见。
But never noticed.
他隐藏在那个叙利亚、叙利亚一带的地方。
He was hidden.From people.
我们不知多少年了
We didn't know how long.
一直等到巴拿巴
And to Barnabas.
他从安提亚去寻找他
And the Barnabas from Antioch went out and searched for Saul.
一生在安提亚大大的做工
And because God was doing work in Antioch.
巴拿巴知道他一个人担当不了
Barnabas know that for himself he cannot carry on work.
所以他就找大树的道路
And he seeks Saul out.
圣经告诉我们他去找他把他找到
He found him.
换一句话说，知道他在哪里了。
Did not where he was。
这个人好像生了。
As though he was lost。
巴拿巴把他找来。
And Barnabas found him。
找来了之后。
And found him brought back。
有一年之久。
For 1 year。
在巴拿巴的底下来侍奉。
He served under Barnabas。
如果你看《使徒行传》13章的话。
You look at Acts 13。
有五个先知教师在那里侍奉。
There were 5 prophets each serving there。
他是这么后一名
He was listed to last
神在你训练他
God was educating him there
你不要以为自己是了不起的人
Do not think you are somebody
不过有一天神要大大用
It's true A day will come God will greatly use
但是今天你得好的学习
But today you must learn your lesson
感谢神扫罗他谦卑的学习
And thank GodPaul learned those lessons
in another way. 许多的时候
Many times.
我们知道一点
We know a little bit.
我有了一点
We have something.
我们觉得自己了不起了
We think we are somebody.
我们把别人都看不中眼
We look down on everybody.
要把我们放在别人的底下来侍奉不可能
To place ourselves below and serve others is not easy.
所以我们也看见
So we see something.
很多奉神的人都是单枪匹马的
Many of God's people, they are serving God by themselves in a very similar way.
他们不能一同侍奉
They can serve with other people.
因为他们太大
Because they are too big.
结果他们所建立的是自己的王国。
Therefore, what they do is their own kingdom.
这是一个很悲惨的事。
This is a very sad condition.
这是在教会中一个很臭的事情。
This is a very shameful thing in the church.
但是我们看见这里有一个人。
But here we see a person.
他拼命在那里学习。
He hung himself and learned.
当圣灵把巴拿巴和扫派出去的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit sent Barnabas, it poured out.
圣经说巴拿巴和扫罗。
Barnabas and Saul went out together.
扫罗还是服在巴拿巴的下面。
Paul was still serving under Barnabas.
但是当他们出去不久
，and not long after that,
谁在扫罗的身上彰显他圣的大能
？And Holy Spirit manifested His power through Paul.
所以保罗就变成保罗巴拿。
And from then on, the right is Paul and Barnabas.
不是人才的次序
，it's not the order of man.
乃神所安排的
，it's the ordering of God.
没人可以骄傲。
One can boast.
也有人可以妒。
And no one can be jealous.
这样这个保罗才开始被人用。
And here Paul began to be used by God.
神就用他在亚洲在欧洲建立教会。
He used him to establish churches in Asia and in Europe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
您对了。
If man person is right,
所以他的侍奉也就对了。
Therefore, his service and work is right.
你就看神用多少的功夫做这个人身上。
God labor much in this person.
你知道弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人
，Those who have received grace,
我们都有侍奉护照。
We all have the call to serve.
但是当我们得着这个护照的时候
，When we receive this call,
我们马上就要来侍奉。
We serve immediately.
我们会说我们可以侍奉。
We think we qualified.
不错，我们就应当开始做。
It's true, we must serve.
但是我们应当从小事情来做。
But we must serve from small things.
我们不要一开始雄心大志。
We should not be very ambitious from the very beginning.
因为神在我们身上要做许多的工作。
Because God still has much to do in our lives.
叫我们成为他合用的器。
That we may become a suitable vessel in His hands.
所以提摩太后书第二章里面。
And Second Timothy 2 we hold.
保罗说
：“Paul said,
你要积极在神的面前，要讨你喜悦。
You must diligently present yourself approved of God.
要让神能称许你这个人。
God must approve of you.”
叫你做个无愧的工人
，so that you will be ashamed a worker，
合用的器皿
，a suitable vessel，
来预备行神所要你做的事情
，to do God's will。
侍奉是生命的流露。
Service is flow of life，
因为是生命的流露
，because the flow of life，
所以要看见生命长大是需要时间。
So you can see the cultivation of life is very important。
我们需要在神里面生活
，we need to live for God，
然后我们的生命才会长大
，therefore our life can be developed，
然后我们的生命才能有流露
，then our life can flow out。
我们的侍奉。
Our service
是根据我们的生命。
Our service is based on love.
我昨天已经提过了。
Last I mentioned,
我们亲爱的弟兄曾说过这句话。
Brother Lee said so.
我觉得这句话很宝贵。
I believe this phrase is very precious.
我们工作的基础是生命。
Our foundation of work is life.
工作的方法是十字架。
And the method of work is the cross.
工作的基础是生命。
The foundation of work is life.
今天我们在那里侍奉的时候
，As we serve Lord,
我们不是光是在那里把人的道理教训人。
We are not simply imparting truth.
我们不是光在那里刺激人的心思。
We are not simply stimulating our thinking.
我们不是在那里光是安慰他的这个情感。
We are not there just to soothe their emotion.
我们知道今年许多的讲道。
We know today many ministries.
不过是充实你这个头脑的知识。
It's to fill your mental knowledge.
有的讲道不过是来安抚你的感觉。
And some of the preaching is simply just to make you feel a little bit better.
但是我们知道真正的侍奉。
But true ministry.
乃是供应基督的生命。
It's the supply of Christ.
我们把基督的生命去供应别人。
We use life of Christ as a supply to others.
不是把道理去供应别人。
Just merely preaching.
不过我们要讲道。
It's true, we have to preach.
但是这个道的后面有基督的生命感。
Behind preaching, we have the life Christ.
当人听见道的时候。
When people hear truth.
这个道在他们里面就变成肉身，变成生命。
And the word becomes life and flesh in us.
生命在你的里面。
Life in us.
输出来变成道。
When it comes through us, it becomes truth.
道临到人的身上
and truth comes into your life.
当他接受的时候
when you receive the word,
在他里面就化成生命
and it becomes life within you.
所以我们知道侍奉神乃是供应生命
so we know serving God is simply supplying God's life to others.
而我们今天许多的受侍奉
many times we serve,
我们许许多多的方法
many methods,
来吸引人
to attract people,
来刺激人
that encourage people,
来鼓动人
that excite them.
亲爱的弟兄们，这一个都不是侍奉的路。
Now, not the way of truth.
我们真正的侍奉
if we want to serve,
我们必须乃是生命的供应。
It is to be a supply of life.
所以你生命的多丰富
the measure of life that you have,
你侍奉就能侍奉到什么程度
That will be the measure of your
serve. 我们的侍奉绝不能超过我们里面的生命
Our service can never surpass the life that's within
如果今天我们的侍奉要超过我们里面的生命
If our service surpass the life that's within
我们就用人工的方法来支持它
We will have to resort to human effort
这个结果就是组织
And the end of that is organization
这结果就是律法规条
And the end is rules and regulations
不是真正生命的培养
It is not a life of ministry life
所以侍奉的基础是生命
So the foundation of service is life
侍奉的方法是十字架
The method of service is the cross
这是什么意思呢
What does it mean?
这个不单说我们在那侍奉的时候
It means we, while we are serving,
我们是传耶稣基督为主
We preach Christ Jesus as Lord
我们传基督耶稣和他的钉十字架
We preach Christ in him crucified
今天我们在那里侍奉不是传扬我们自己
We are not, we only preach, we are preaching ourselves
我们是传扬耶稣基督和他钉十字架
We preach Christ in him crucified
但是还不只是这个
It's more than that
我们在那里传扬基督和钉十字架的时候
we preach Christ in him crucified.
我们里面让十字架种在里头
we must have the cross deeply planted within.
十字架必须在我们身上工作
cross must work from within.
把我们处于肉体的东西除掉
remove all the things of the flesh from us.
把处于我们人的东西除掉
all that man must be removed.
把处于世界的东西除掉
Remove the world from us.
把一切不是属于神的东西除掉。
All that is not according to God must be removed.
十字架不但是除掉这一切。
The cross not only removes all these things.
十字架也是象征。
Cross also brings in.
它把基督的生命在我们里头加增起来。
It brings more life into us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个。是唯一的方法
This is the only way
你知道今天在侍奉神的身上
You know in this matter of serving God
人都在那里研究方法
People are all dealing with this method
我们认为说方法对了
We think if the methods are right
这个工作就能成功了
Then we succeed in our work It's true
照着世人的眼光看
As far as the world view is concerned
你如果找到一个好的方法
If you can find a good method
表面上你能成功
In appearance, you may be success. May be a success.
在神的面前
By God's sight,
不是那么一回事
It's not so.
在神的面前，侍奉的方法是十字架
In God's sight, the way, the method of service is the cross.
十字架在你的身上做了多少的工作
The amount of work the cross has done in your life.
十字架把你这一个人破魂魄的，我们的生命去
This.Cross will remove your soul life.
让基督的生命在里头掌权
And therefore Christ's life can rule from within.
这样你就能侍奉
Then you will be able to serve.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹要切切地记住这个
So our brothers and sisters will remember this.
我们今天的侍奉的方法是十字架
The method of our service today is the cross.
你不要在哪里寻找方法
Do not look for methods.
今天有许多的书教我们这些的方法
Many books today tell us how to do things
但是我们要记得只有一个方法就是十字架
But remember there's only one thing and the way the method is the cross
因为我今天说侍奉的是神
Because the one we serve God.
我们是侍奉他的旨意。
We are serving His will.
我们这个侍奉乃是建造基督的身体。
This serving is building up Christ's body.
这个侍奉是永远的，有属灵价值。
This serve is eternal and spiritual.
我们说到这里。
Up to this point.
我们不能不提到这个人的性格的。
We cannot help but mention this person, the character that we dwell.
在侍奉神的上面
in this matter of serving God,
因为人是最重要的
because the person is most important
这人的重要在哪里呢
what where dwells the importance of, the, of this person
都是这个人的性格必须要养成
this person's character needs to be cultivated
一个侍奉神的人必定是一个新造人
the person who serves is must be of the creation
就好不能侍奉神。
The old creation cannot serve God.
只有新造才能侍奉。
Only new creation can serve God.
那弟兄姊妹，我们再次看见。
Here we see.
这个旧造和新造。
The old creation and new creation.
不光是地位的问题。
It is a matter of position.
不光是地位的问题。
It is a matter of position.
No.
The old has
passed,
and now behold, all is in
it.
Everything is of God.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们是不是在基督里呢
We in Christ,
感谢在神
Thank God.
哥林多前书第一章三十节说
First Corinthians 5:31.
One. 一章三十节
One third.
在哪里告诉我们
It tells us,
你们在基督里乃是独身
We are in Christ is because of God's will.
当我们信耶稣的时候
After we believe in Jesus,
神就把我们放在基督里面去了
He puts us in Christ
我们是在基督里的
We are in Christ
既然在基督里面
Since we are in Christ
我们就是个新的创造
Then we are the new creation
旧的都过去了
Old has
已